When the state Supreme Court struck down Wisconsin's decade-old caps earlier this year, justices called them arbitrary and questioned how the legislature arrived at them in the first place. Those limits were adjusted for inflation to roughly $446,000. West Salem Republican Mike Hipsch says the court's concerns were the driving force behind setting these new limits of $450,000 for adults and $550,000 for anyone injured before they turn 18. He says proponents researched similar caps in other states to find out what works and what doesn't.
Put another way, if no cap existed today, if we had never at any time had a cap on non-economic damages, and we were going to just objectively step back and say, all right, what would be the cap, recognizing those findings, we would come to these numbers.
Republicans say setting the limits any higher would defeat the purpose, as they would not keep doctors' malpractice insurance rates down. But Democrats say it's hard to see how raising the cap only $4,000 for adults will be any more constitutional. Wisconsin Rapids Assemblyman Marlon Schneider also complained about how the new limits would not automatically go up to reflect increased cost of living.
To lock this into a dollar amount in the year 2005 without an escalator creates a problem of great magnitude potentially 5 or 10 years out from now that I don't think you want to be in.
That's because it would be up to the legislature and the governor to increase the malpractice caps in the future. Governor Jim Doyle has not said whether or not he'll veto this proposal, but he has also questioned whether it's constitutional. The governor has not publicly suggested an alternative plan. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.